City in Urbana.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says it's going to be cloudy today, but it'll be dry. High near 65. It's 59 on Friends Plaza now, and Ed will have details on the weather. After AM 580 News, here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Indiana's Department of Homeland Security says six people have died in the state due to weekend rain and strong winds. A busy stretch of Interstate 80-94 in northwest Indiana remains closed this morning due to flooding caused by heavy weekend rains. The rain and strong winds prompted the evacuations of thousands of homes. A 48-year-old teacher and his 74-year-old father drowned while trying to rescue a 10-year-old boy from a swiftly flowing flooded ditch in a Chesterton subdivision. The boy made it out safely. State officials also reported storm-related deaths in Clark, Ohio, Crawford, and Perry counties in Indiana. About 40 Indiana National Guard troops assisted with the evacuation of up to 5,000 residents from about 3,000 homes in Munster. Homeland Security estimated 200,000 people were without power statewide late last night. Yesterday's heavy rains locally caused a number of flooded roadways and viaducts in Champaign, prompting an advisory from the city to motorists to steer clear of such areas, but there were no reports of injuries or anyone requiring assistance to be rescued from their vehicles. And although the water level on flooded flood-swollen rivers and streams in the Chicago suburbs began falling early this morning, a number of communities are still reporting flooding and evacuated homes. City spokesman Will Soderberg says the river in Des Plaines peaked at slightly over 10 feet late last night, well above the 7-foot flood stage. Soderberg says the Des Plaines River level had dropped several inches by 6 this morning and was expected to continue falling. About 100 homes in Des Plaines were evacuated, and about 400 residents were removed from their homes in Riverside, which is also on the Des Plaines River. Further west, about 750 people were relocated from an apartment complex along Salt Creek and Edison. Flooding was also reported on the Illinois, DuPage, and Little Calumet Rivers, as well as several smaller streams. Dozens of veterans spent part of their Saturday afternoon listening to Veterans Affairs Secretary James Peake explain changes at the Marion VA Medical Center. But as Jennifer Fuller reports, not everyone is convinced actions at the facility have gone far enough.
Major surgery was halted at the Marion VA after 9 patients died as a result of substandard care and mismanagement. Numerous changes have been made, with some doctors and administrators being removed or reassigned. But Korean War veteran David Conrad says while he hears good reports of overall care from his fellow vets, he's still worried.
I don't hear anything really bad about that. It's those 9 deaths that are still troubling me.
VA Secretary James Peake told a crowd at Saturday's town hall meeting he wants to move forward now that a new team is being put in place, but he says he understands why some people want more action against the former administrators and doctors.
It may stick in the craw, but the issue is, how do you move forward? And you move forward with quality leadership that is doing the right thing.
Members of the Illinois congressional delegation say they're keeping a close eye on the Marion VA and are working on legislation to help further protect veterans. I'm Jennifer Fuller.
Illinois State Senator James Meeks and Governor Rod Blagojevich will square off in a long-awaited meeting on education funding today. Meeks recently encouraged students in Chicago to skip the first days of class to protest inequalities in school funding. The governor said he'd meet with Meeks on the issue only if he called off the boycott. Meeks did, and now he has some FaceTime with the governor.
But I'm anxious to talk to him about keeping the promise that he made to sell or lease the lottery in 2006, using that money to fund education.
That alleged promise got harder for the governor to keep last Wednesday. The Illinois House voted to lease the lottery to pay for construction projects. Blagojevich and Meeks are expected to meet in the governor's Chicago office later this morning. The Illinois Supreme Court is slated to hear cases at a Mount Vernon courthouse this week as part of a celebration honoring Abraham Lincoln. The court will hear 2 cases from the 3rd Appellate District. The sessions will be held Thursday at the 5th Appellate Courthouse, built around 1857 to house the Southern Division of the Supreme Court. The state's high court last heard cases in Mount Vernon in 1897 before moving to Springfield. The session is part of a program for the unveiling of a 9-foot bronze Lincoln sculpture. The event also features former Governor Jim Edgar moderating a panel on the Lincoln papers. Mark Hesekis is chairman of the Mount Vernon Abraham Lincoln Bicentennial Committee. He says the event is historic because the Supreme Court rarely hears cases outside of Springfield. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Hey, big day for the Cubs yesterday as they got a no-hitter for the first time in 36 years. That was pretty cool. Made Jeff happy.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. And, well, for more importantly, for the Cubs fans, it's another victory closer to the playoffs.
That's right. They had to move the game up to Milwaukee, and they'll play there again today because of the hurricane. And we saw, you know, yesterday I walked out, and when the rain was really coming down and the wind was kind of blowing here, and we had a lot of branches down in our backyard, was looking at it and thought it looked on a small scale, a very much smaller scale, but it looked like what you see when you see the reporters reporting from a hurricane site. On a much smaller scale, I emphasize that.